This podcast was recorded using Uber Conference by Dialpad.
Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. Today we're speaking with Pat Saavedra. He is the founder and CTO of Rabbit Run Technologies. How are you doing today, Pat?
Well, Don, thank you so much for having me. I've been looking forward to this interview and being part of your podcast. I quite enjoy them.
We're looking forward to it as well. Maybe for our audience, you can give us a little background of yours, and then we'll jump right into the company.
Will do. First off, again, thanks for having me. And I'd also like to thank and welcome everyone listening to the podcast. I've been innovating, designing, and developing network solutions for over 25 years, specifically when it comes to the use of internet for real-time applications like voice and video and mission-critical data. Of course, this also includes the displacement of traditional and legacy wide area networking services, you know? Now, this journey has afforded me the opportunity to invent and author 22 patents for market-proven SD-WAN technologies that encompass things like control plane, a data plane, IPQoS, firewall, and other software-defined type technologies. These technologies and products were taken from concept to production, and they're in use today.
Can you give our listeners a little overview of the company that you have right now, Rabbit Run?
Happy to tell you about Rabbit Run Technologies and how we focus on small business, the home office, and remote workers, delivering much-needed enterprise-type SD-WAN solutions to this sector with a lower cost of entry, simplified deployment, and at reduced monthly licensing fees. Our solutions, they keep customers fail-safe, meaning that they can enjoy no-drop voice calls or no-drop video meetings whenever their internet fails over from one provider to another. And our advanced quality of service puts your cloud provider's application in front of other non-mission critical traffic. On top of this, we've developed a new SD-WAN jump service that reduces installation and support time for any office.
The SD-WAN that we're talking about, I know SD-WAN, and it's for large enterprise. It's in the cloud, and it is the neatest thing for large enterprise because they can forget about planning anything. They could just, boom, the expansion wherever they want, however they want, and it's amazing. So it's really sort of cool stuff, but how does that apply on the small business side of things? I'm really curious to hear about it.
Well, the fact you said enterprise says it all to me and our vision here. I mean, to me, enterprise also means larger price. It's almost out of reach for these markets. We saw that the small office, the home office, and remote worker markets, they're underserved. I mean, these customers need enterprise SD-WAN attributes at prices they can afford, and they don't necessarily need to connect between sites. We're dealing with more of a site-to-public cloud transaction versus the enterprise, which is mainly site-to-site. In fact, these customers are digitally transforming faster than any other market. Now, I'm here today with a new vision and invention involving cloudless SD-WAN, a solution that doesn't require cloud gateways or points of presence to achieve SD-WAN for this market. SOHO SD-WAN, that's our mission. The answer was a cloudless SD-WAN. And to achieve this, you need a new form of agile edge solution. Now, that's what we built and where we started. In the end, we designed a solution for the small office and remote worker markets, lowering the SD-WAN cost of entry, as well as the monthly licensing fees.
That sounds really cool.
Thank you.
What do you think are going to be the real pain points where we're finishing up 2020? And thank goodness. I mean, we're all really tired of this year. And going into the next year, what are going to be some of the pain points that people in business and, may have in communications moving forward?
We find that it's not just the small businesses. It's also the UCaaS and managed services providers that are experiencing these pain points alongside their customers. Suddenly, many of us had to work from home. Almost instantly, we realized that not all internet is created equal. What I mean is, what seemed fine at home with our casual internet service was quickly getting used as a primary means of conducting business. This was no longer a casual event. UCaaS and MSP providers, they need to get their applications into top position over gaming, streaming, and other social media. Oh, yeah. And support just became consumer class. This generally means 10 times the support calls and increased complexity, because now we're dealing with millions of small non-standard networks versus thousands of business office networks. For this, we created a jump service as part of our product. This helps with zero-touch provider modem strategy for small office and home office installations, and we get you on that device at the site without any user intervention. It saves time and resources for these UCaaS and MSP providers, while at the same time improving the level of support to their customers.
How big is the SOHO SD-WAN market? What do you think the MSPs and the resellers, how are they going to approach that?
We see new trends driving small business and home office markets. They include things like cloud adoption of voice and video meetings, cloud business applications, digital transformation, kind of the usual table stakes. But it also includes the work from home due to COVID-19. And oh yes, we can't forget about IoT. This is quickly starting to trend in these markets as well. And it's important to note that work from home may see 25 to 30% of the workforce working from home. This is the whole workforce, not just small business. Again, let me restate that we see the small office and home office, as well as remote worker markets, underserved by the current SD-WAN market suppliers. Let me talk some numbers based on our research, which indicate the following. For SMB IT, we look at the existing addressable IP opportunities for US SMB at $260 billion spend, $10 billion of which is for networking equipment alone. We extrapolate about $4 billion in opportunity for SOHO SD-WAN here. For the existing SD-WAN market, projected at $30 billion by 2026, we look at the 2 to 100 site SMB customers and their digital transformation. Here, we see about $3 billion moving to SOHO SD-WAN services versus the conventional SD-WAN. And for the home office and remote worker, we estimate about $2 billion opportunity, considering many of us will remain working from home for the years to come in some capacity. So to sum this up, there's a $9 billion opportunity for small office, home office, and remote worker SD-WAN, in our opinion.
That is one huge opportunity. I bet a lot of the resellers that are listening to this would like to find out how or what kind of reseller program you have.
We go to market through channels. We're building out our sales and reach with partners like MSPs and UCaaS providers who can add RabbitRun as an additional solution to what they deploy today. We add value to their offerings with quality, reliability, and provide additional support tools for improved operations. We provide these partners with competitive solutions to problems small businesses and remote workers have today. And there's new opportunity for increased recurring revenue or a new diverse stream of income. Our partners say that our solution adds reliability and redundancy and leads to improved customer satisfaction, which is great for reducing customer churn. We also provide the onboarding, training, and support to help our partners succeed with our solutions and new customer opportunities.
So how can our listeners find out a little bit more about your product and company?
You can visit us on our website at www.rabbitrun.io and can follow RabbitRun Technologies on LinkedIn. Also, on February 23rd to the 24th, we will be at the Canadian Channel Partners Conference as an exhibitor and a keynote speaker.
Pat, this has been a real pleasure. I've learned a lot about an evolving market segment. Thank you very much for thinking of the small business. It's an overlooked market segment that has huge potential for people to pay attention. Thank you very much. I think you're going to have a lot of success with this product.
Thank you so much, Don. It was my pleasure. And again, thanks to you and your audience for having me.